This is Morning Edition. North Carolina knows about strong housing markets. Charlotte, Asheville, and Durham have all seen sales prices on the upswing. But in Raleigh, the market seems to be a little hotter than other cities. Jason DeBruin delves into the market trends.
Jessica Wood opens the door to an apartment in the cotton mill and leads a prospective tenant inside.
This is a 1,700 square foot, two-bedroom unit here at the cotton mill. This building was originally built in the late 1800s. Remodeled in the late 90s into condos.
Cotton mill is emblematic of the entire Raleigh housing market, says Ann Cabelbaum, who works with Wood at the Glenwood Agency.
So to describe the Raleigh housing market right now, 2017 would be, oh my goodness, we have seen some accelerated home prices.
Sitting in her office, Baum types out emails, sends texts, and returns calls almost simultaneously. Multitasking is necessary when dealing with so many clients at the same time.
A typical real estate market is a very busy spring, a slow summer, and then a little bump in the fall. We've not really seen that this past year. We've seen a very steady buyer-seller market out there.
New construction can't keep up with that fever pace. That's driving up prices for existing homes. To Stacey Anfinson with Birch Appraisal, it's the simple law of supply and demand.
So when those houses do come on the market, you've got 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 people that are interested in them. So it's just like the old loaf of bread before a snowstorm. The last person that gets it's going to pay whatever it is to get that loaf of bread.
Public sales data collected by Adam Data Solutions shows the median sales price has increased in every Wake County zip code. Naturally, higher sales means higher returns on investment, says Darren Blumquist, the Adam Data Solutions Senior VP.
In Raleigh, we're showing people who sold in the second quarter made a profit of $42,500. That's the highest we've seen since all the way back in 2001.
With everything pointing toward dollar signs, it's only natural for people to remember the last time the housing market went gangbusters. The now infamous Jim Cramer meltdown on CNBC is still emblazoned in the memories of many who lived through the crisis.
He has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea. He has no idea.
But Ann Campbell says the Raleigh housing market is different.
The interesting thing about Raleigh and kind of the Triangle area overall is that we've had a very slow appreciation. It's not jumped like marketplaces like Vegas did and Phoenix did and Seattle and all of those others that literally homes were jumping $20,000, $30,000 a month.
Even if the Raleigh housing market is more than a bubble, agents say they still deal with another hurdle, that of high expectations. Homeowners in the $600,000 and above market see big increases and begin to dream about early retirement. Stacey Anfinson says he works to correct that perception.
The number one thing, though, is the tale of two markets, because the people in the upper price ranges are the ones who read. They're the ones who are aware of what's going on nationally and what's going on locally. They're the ones who probably need the most counseling in terms of, hey, this is what you're reading, but this is what the market is actually like.
Of course, these houses are still appreciating in value, but just not at the high rates of the real estate in the lower price points. Everyone agrees a market correction will happen at some time. It's the simple reality of a cyclical market. No one knows exactly when it will happen, and it's impossible to know the depth. Until it hits, however, sellers in Raleigh are going to continue to ride the current wave. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.